We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Halvo, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Tes. We've been discussing the topic of the Torah Shebichsav versus the Torah Shebal Peh, the Jewish people versus the other nations, that the other nations have a little bit of connection to the Torah Shebichsav, but no connection at all to the Torah Shebal Peh. Whereas Klal Yisrael, our main focus is on the Torah Shebal Peh, which is what completes and perfects the Torah Shebichsav. And we spoke about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei Tshuva quite a bit. Now Rav Nosson Zal moves into the topic of Sukkos. V'zeu b'chinas Sukkos. She'oz Hashem Yisborach Megala Le'ein Koil Chashivus Yisrael. On Sukkos is when Hashem reveals and broadcasts to the entire world the importance of the Jewish nation. When we take the lulav on throughout all 7 days of Sukkos, when we say the Hoshanas, at the end of the Hoshanas, there's a small paragraph there that we say Hoshia Samecho, and the last line there is the bottom line of the whole procedure, where we say Lemandas Kolame Horetz Ki Hashem Hu Elikim Einoi, that the reason for all of this and the point of all of this is to inform and enlighten the entire world that Hashem is Elikim, Hashem Hu Elikim, which means the real truth, revealing the full emunah of about Hashem. We've said before that Yud Kei Vav Kei represents Hashem in the upper worlds. Elohim, the pasuk Elohim, Malki Mikedem, Hashem is the name for Malchus, which represents the revelation of Hashem in this world. Ki Oz Imo Mesakhal Bnin, because on Sukkos, the Zohar HaKadosh says the word Sukkah means to hover over, like to cover over. On Sukkos is when the mother covers over her children. Kaviyochel Hashem takes on that motherly role, protecting us. V'hakoil royin sheYisrael nitzchu hamelchama. And it's on Sukkos that the whole world gets to see that the Jews have won the war. Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're going through a war. Esav shows up on the scene, the prosecuting angels are there, the defending angels. There's a war going on to see, chas v'shalom, if the Jewish people are going to be destroyed, if we're going to have a terrible year or a year of blessing. That's going on, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. On Sukkos, the Zohar HaKadosh, Kama Shekosu B'Zohar, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Man Notzach, who is victorious? Man Do'ochid Mani Kreva B'Yodei. The one who's holding his weapons in his hands. We know that in a battle, in a war, the ones who win usually tell the other side to put down their weapons. That's one of the important steps of defeating an enemy. Except for our wonderful Israeli government, where they usually supply the weapons for our enemies. They usually make sure that our enemies are well provided for with all kinds of stuff that they could use, that they could point at us. And keep the whole defense industry going, keep the government flowing, keep things going normal, what they call normal. But in the real definition of normalcy, the Zohar HaKadosh says, you can tell who won by the ones who's holding their weapons. And the Lulav Esrog, they represent our weapons. We're holding them, and the Zohar HaKadosh makes a point of how special it is for a Jew to walk to shul holding his Lulav Dalad Minim and walk back from shul holding them. We're walking in the streets showing we won. We won. This is the declaration that we won. We're here to stay. The Jewish people are here to stay. We were not destroyed. We were not defeated, not in the heavenly court and not down here. Ki Oz V'hakoil royim, and the whole world sees us then, ki chelek Hashem amoi, that the Jewish people are the portion of Hashem. We are Hashem's true portion. Ki Yaakov bochar loiko Yisrael esgulosoi. Hashem has chosen Yaakov Avinu, the Jewish people again, as his special ones. Kemuva b'zoyer, as the Zohar HaKadosh expounds on this. Ki al yedei sheninsar v'nivne b'chinas Torah Shebal Peh, May Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom HaKippurim, because as we explained in the previous year, there's a whole process taking place from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur of a nesira, a slicing, a separation made between the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh, between Kudshe Baruch Hu and the Shechina, in order for them to be able to reach their true Shleimus, in order for them to be able to function properly. As a result of all of that being accomplished from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Al Yidei Zeh HaKol Royin Chashivus Yisrael B'Sukkos. That's what makes it possible for the whole world to see and recognize the importance of the Jewish people on the holiday of Sukkos. The Kanal, as we discussed earlier. V'zeu b'china shmini aseres v'simchas Torah. And this is why the highlight, the grand finale of Sukkos is when we follow through with shmini aseres simchas Torah. She'oz mesaimim ha-Torah. That's when we finish the Torah, we complete the Torah on Simchas Torah, and we go immediately back to the make a new beginning again every single year. Dahainu she'anu choizrim u'maschilin ha-Torah b'toisefes oyer nifla she'zochinu lachzor lamshicha mechodosh b'Rosh Hashanah v'kanal. It's not the same Torah. It's not last year's Torah. It's last year's Torah with all the new additions that have been achieved from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. The Toisefes Oyer, the major increase of billions of watts of light that have been added to the picture. V'ho Iker Hu, and the main thing is, Shechozarnu v'himshachnu ha-Torah b'Toisefes Oyer, Bebchinas Tikkun Anal, that we receive the Torah again, and we're drawing upon ourselves the Torah with a major increase of light, with a new Tikkun, a new level of perfection, so that what? What are we going to do with it? Shenizke lehakir bein ma shenitan lichtoiv, so that we will have the ability to understand and to recognize what is allowed to be written down, shubachinas Torah shebichsav, beima sheloi nitan lichtov, and what's not supposed to be written down, shehu bechinas Torah shebal peh, which is the oral Torah, shaydeze nikar chashivos Yisrael kanal. Because it's only when we recognize clearly the difference between the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh, and how critical the Torah Shebal Peh is, that without the Torah Shebal Peh, you don't really have Torah Shebichsav. You have nothing, because you can't really understand the Torah Shebichsav by itself, just about whatsoever, without the Torah Shebal Peh. So that's what's taking place when we complete the Torah. We sign off on last year's Torah, on Simchas Torah, and we're making a new beginning, taking the billions of watts of new light that have been generated through Elul, the month of Elul, and Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We're taking all of that, and that's going to bring clarity to the Torah. Which clarity? The clarity to recognize what the Torah Shebichsav is all about, and what the Torah Shebal Peh is all about, and thereby be able to differentiate between the non-Jews, the other nations, versus Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. V'zeh kol inyan seder v'zois habrocha. And this is the whole story behind Parsha, the last Parsha in the Torah, v'zois habrocha. Shemoshe Rabbeinu Beirach es Yisrael lefnei Moisei, where Moshe Rabbeinu is blessing the Jews right before he's about to pass away. V'hizkir v'gilo ma'alosom v'chashivosom al kol ha'umois leinei koil. And Moshe Rabbeinu mentions over there, and he reveals the incredible advantages and in what ways the Jewish people are way above and way apart all of the other nations. And Moshe Rabbeinu puts it in writing and makes it clear for everybody. Lohoyrois, to show, She'ein lohem chelek v'nachal abonu afilu b'tor shebichsav, that these other nations have no part whatsoever in us, even in the written Torah, they're not really connected. Ki heim loy rotzu lekabla, because when Hashem was offering them the written Torah, they refused it, they rejected it. Rak onu b'nei Yisrael, we were the only ones who agreed to accept the Torah, the written Torah. V'zeh shekosuv ba'scholas habrocha, and this is why Moshe Rabbeinu writes there right in the beginning, Hashem mi Sinai bo, Hashem came forth from Har Sinai, v'zorach mi Seir lomoi, and he shone from Seir, from where Esav hangs out. Hoifia mehar poron, he shone forth from Har Poron, where Yishmoel is. And the Gemara tells us, dehainu shehechzir ha-toiro al b'nei Seir v'Yishmoel. Before Hashem offered the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he first offered it to Esav and Yishmoel, who represent all 70 nations of the Goyim. The Zohar HaKodesh and other Sforim show how the 70 nations are divided into two groupings of 35 each. 35 are under Esav, 35 under Yishmoel. That's why, for example, we have the Arabs and all those that are affiliated with them who celebrate Friday. Friday, supposedly, is their religious day. And we have the other side, the Bishchins and the other guys, we don't even want to mention their name, the other guys who celebrate Sunday. Their day is Sunday. And Lahavdil, Ben Elef Alfei Avdolos, we have the Jewish people who are in the middle. We're in the center. This one is to the right, this one's to the left. And the Jewish people, we have Shabbos Kodesh, which is the real day, the true day. The Bnei Yisachar and others for him elaborate that and explain. But again, we have these two groupings of 35 nations each under the umbrella of Esav and Yishmoel. So by Hashem offering the Torah to Esav and Yishmoel, he was really offering it to all 70 nations. And their response was, no thanks, have a nice day, we're out of here. Hashem, they said, what is it about? Hashem said, it's about no murder. Esav said, sorry, nothing, not relevant for me. And Yishmoel, adultery, not relevant to me. Shehem klal kol umos, v'lo yirotzu lekabla, and they refused to accept the Torah. Rak anachnu bnei Yisrael am kodosh, mi kibalnuha, mi yodoy liyodeinu. It's only we, the Jewish people, this holy nation, that receive the Torah from Hashem's hands into our hands. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. The Torah was commanded to us, Moirosho kehilas Yaakov, the heritage, the tradition of the Jewish nation. Shehat Torah tziva lanu daika. The Torah was given to us specifically, v'loy lohem, and not to them. V'ein lohem chelik v'nach labonu, and they are not partners with us. There's no partnership. They're not involved at all whatsoever with us in our connection to the Torah. Ve'ein lehem koyach lefareish ulevayer shum mikra kedaitom hara. And they are not qualified whatsoever to interpret any pasuk of the Bible according to their mistaken interpretations. Ki ha-Torah nitna rak lanu. The Torah was given over only to us. Ukefi asher anachnu meforshim oisa, kefi kabbalasenu, and in the manner that we, the Jewish people, interpret the Torah based on our Kabbalah, based on what we received from our parents and from our grand, from our forefathers, going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, kein yokum. That is what will be established as the true interpretation of the Torah and the only interpretation of the Torah. V'chol yinikosam v'chiyusam shetzrichim lekabel mehatorah shemekayem esakoel, and the whole power of the other nations of the world to draw life and any form of spirituality whatsoever, which they must get from the Torah because that's the only source, tzrichim lovoy eleinu, they must come to us, to the Jewish people, ulekabel meitonu dechiusam, and receive via the Jewish nation what they need to exist on, just enough light that they need for their existence. Ki hatorah shebichsav ubalpeh Hakoil Shelonu, because the written Torah and the oral Torah are both ours. Vezehu Shemesayim, and this is why Moshe Rabbeinu finishes off there in Vezos HaBrocha by saying, Ashrecho Yisrael, mi kamoicha. Fortunate are you, the Jewish people. Who else is there like? There's nobody like you. Shemazkir Chashivus Yisrael al Ha'umos. Moshe Rabbeinu is making it perfectly clear that we are not another nation among the nations. We are completely unique and set apart from the other nations. Vezehu vi'ato al b'moisemoi tidroich. And the Pasuk says, and you, the Jewish people, will step on their b'mois, their religious sites. She'anachnu nimshol bohem. We will rule over them. They will be under our authority, not like the Vatican and the others who are trying to take control of Kever Dovid HaMelech, all kinds of things, the Kotel Maravi, all of these things, the holiest Jewish sites, the Arabs, both sides, Esav and Yishmael, are trying to control, to take control of, because they know that that's the battery of the world, that's what keeps the world going, that's the source of life, of spiritual life for the entire world. Ki kol chiyusam afilu mitorah shebichsav hakoil shelonu. Because even the energy, the life that all of these nations draw from the written Torah, it's ours. It belongs to. They're renting. They're leasing. They don't own nothing. They have no ownership whatsoever on the Torah. Vehem tzrichin lishmoya eleinu. They need to listen to us. As will be the case in the future, Mitzvashem. Kimavur b'kol hanechomois, Yeshaya v'yirmia, as all the prophets have foretold. V'zehu shemesayim, and this is why Moshe Rabbeinu concludes over there, at the end of Parshas V'zoi Sabrocha, the last pasuk in the Torah is, Ulechoil hayod hachazoko, ulechoil hamoira hagodol, asher osa Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael. The final pasuk in the Torah speaks about the great display of power and awe that Moshe Rabbeinu showed before the eyes of the entire Jewish people. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says over there, what is this talking about? What great display, what magnificent display did Moshe Rabbeinu do before the eyes of the entire Jewish people? Sheshiber es haluchos le'enehem. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the first set of luchos, the first set of tablets, in full view of all of Klal Yisrael. Now Rav Nosson Zalei asks, v'lechoira tamua. This seems to be strange. Ma inyonoi lekan? Why is that pasuk written over here, where Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking about how great and wonderful the Jewish people are, and how much Hashem has set us apart from all the other nations? Why would they want to put that and stick this in over there about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu saw us worshiping idols and he smashed the luchos? Sheroitze lahaskir gedulas Moshe v'Yisrael. In this final parasha of Zayis HaBrocha, the Torah is trying to show us the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu and the greatness of the Jewish people. Shemazkir shvira saluchos. Of all the things to mention, it chooses to mention the breaking of the luchos. Rav Nosson Zal says, ach be'emes al yedei shvira saluchos, Hero Moshe Goidel Malas Torah Shebal Peh. By Moshe Rabbeinu's act of breaking the luchos, breaking the tablets, he showed the Jewish people and the world the great significance of the oral Torah, the Torah Shebal Peh. She'ein shum shleimus l'Torah Shebichsav kiyem al yedei Torah Shebal Peh. That the written Torah is incomplete. It is indecipherable. We can't understand it without the oral Torah. Ki heim osu es ho'egel v'ovdu avodah zarah u'pogmu be'emunah. Because look what these people did. They made a golden calf. They worshipped idols. They showed no faith in Hashem. And in tzaddikim, v'ikar ha'pegam shelohem Hoyo bebechinas emuna haprotis. We discussed earlier that there's two levels of faith. There's emuna klalit, there's belief in a creator, a concept of a creator, that this world did not come about by two pieces of bubblegum colliding somewhere in the stratospheres, and that evolved into an amoeba and a protozoa and an ape, and from this we have modern day man. It didn't happen that way. There's some real creator behind all of this that made all of this originate, that made this happen from the beginning and has followed it through from them till now. That's emuna klalit. But then there's emuna proteus, which is the belief and the recognition of the fact that this creator is hands-on today in every single detail of everything that goes on in our world and in all the worlds. And this creator is taking a very active role. He has defined what the correct way to live is and what an improper way to live is and what the right thing to do and the wrong thing to do is. That's the emuna proteus. That's the details, filling in all the details of what this emuna is all about. So Rav Nosson Zal says their mistake at that time, those who made the golden calf and everything, was that they were lacking in this emuna proteus. Shezehu hapegam shel kol oivdei avodas elilim. And that's the mistake of all idol worshippers or all people who have these other beliefs. Ki be'emuna haklolis b'chinas Torah shebichsav heimoidim tzas. Because in the general faith, the general concept of faith, in the written Torah, the Bible, they believe in it a little bit. They have a little bit of belief and acceptance of that. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, bechol mokoim muktor umugosh lishmi. Hashem says, in all religious places in the world, in all religions in the world, where they're bringing sacrifices and they're doing things, it's all really lishmi. It's all for me. They don't know. They think that they're worshiping this guy, cherry vanilla and chocolate and straw. They have these 36 flavors of religions. They've all defined these different things that they perceive to be intermediaries or the mother and the son and the Holy Ghost, all of these different things that they perceive to be stepping stones or intermediates somehow. But they do have some kind of concept that the top of the pyramid is one creator who's behind all of it. As you can see there, if you study in the Torah, what the Torah tells us about what took place by the Egel. She'amru, they said, the people said, Kum aseilonu elokim asher yelchu lefaneinu. Come, let's get up and make for ourselves a G-O-D, an idol, that will go before us, that will lead us. Why? Because the previous leader, we don't know what happened to him. He said he was going up for 40 days. He'll be down in 40 days. 40 days are up. He's a no-show. So batter up. Let's get the next leader. Let's get a new leader to lead us. They didn't want a replacement for Hashem. They wanted a replacement leadership down here. She'omru she'tzrichim emtsoi. What they were asking for was an intermediary between Hashem and us, and them. Kimuva b'divrei Admor Zal b'Torah v'Yaseid, as Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in chapter 62 in Likutei Moran. V'alkein ikur ta'usam hoya b'feirush divrei Moshe, and therefore their main mistake was in interpreting the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu told them when he's coming back. He said, I'll be down in 40 days. They didn't know that in Jewish, in Yiddish, 40 days means 40, at the end of, not the beginning of 40 days, the end of 40 days. She'omar, Moshe Rabbeinu said, L'soif sheish ani bo. I'll be down at the end of 6 hours. Not the beginning of the sixth hour, the end of 6 hours. V'to bein sheish l'sheva. And their mistake was, they thought he was coming at 12 o'clock and he was coming at 1 o'clock. They didn't realize they were 60 minutes off. K'moshom Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara says, Hainu she'to upogmu bebechinas Torah shebalpeh. Look at this. Their mistake was in interpreting Moshe Rabbeinu's words. They heard what he said. They heard the written word. They didn't know how to interpret it properly. They didn't know the oral. They didn't have the Rashi on Moshe Rabbeinu's words to know what he really means. Shehu pirush Torah shebichsav, which is the explanation of the written Torah. V'alkein to'oz b'ha'perush shel divrei Moshe. And that's why they made a mistake at the time in interpreting the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. They were supposed to interpret Moshe Rabbeinu's words according to the real interpretation, which is the interpretation of the oral Torah. The Gemara shows clearly how when Moshe Rabbeinu said this, he meant at the end. Whereas they were mistaken in this, upershu kedaitom horo shelo erev rav. They chose to follow the interpretation, the evil interpretation of the erev rav, who said, look, it's 12 o'clock, he's not here, batter up, let's get the next, get the next guy from the bullpen, let's get the next leader, new leadership. Vayideze osu ma sheosu. And this is what led them to do what they did, to make an idol. Nimtza. So we see that if you analyze what took place there, what was going on there, she'ikar ha-pegam shelohem hoya b'b'chinas Torah shebal peh. Their pegam, their problem, was that they didn't have the Torah shebal peh. They didn't have the Rashi on Moshe Rabbeinu. They heard Moshe Rabbeinu say something, they didn't know how to interpret it. And instead of going to Yehoshua or Aaron HaKohen, they chose to accept the misinterpretation of the Erev Rav. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from heaven and he saw this evil deed, this Avodah Zorah, and he realized that this came about as a result of the fact that they did not accept the Torah Shebal Peh. They didn't know that when Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, you go to Yehoshua, you go to the rabbis. They're the ones who are qualified to lead. They're the ones who qualified to interpret the words of Moshe Rabbeinu correctly. Alkein miyad shiber es haluchos leinehem. Therefore, immediately, Moshe Rabbeinu's response was breaking the luchos right in front of their faces. Lohoroslem, to show them, shemeachar shekofru batorah shebalpeh, that once they rejected the oral Torah, Shuv ein kiyam l'Torah shebichsav. The written Torah is worthless. It will not be able to help them. Ki ein shum kiyam l'Torah shebichsav, kiyam al yidei Torah shebal peh kanal. Because the Torah shebichsav has no existence without the Torah shebal peh. We mentioned the mitzvah of tefillin. You look in the Torah shebichsav, it's a one-liner. Ukshartem lo'os al yodecha, v'hoyu l'totofo es benenecha. Go figure out if you're supposed to make tefillin out of potatoes or gold or chocolate. What are you supposed to make tefillin out of? Black, white, green straps. All the entire interpretation and explanation of what tefillin is all about is from the Gemara. The Gemara is the one that expounds on it and derives all the whole concept, the whole mitzvahs, every mitzvah in the Torah that we have. V'alkein, miyad. And therefore, as soon as the Jews made this mistake of turning away from the Torah Shebal Peh, turning away from Yehoshua, the qualified rabbis of Klal Yisrael, and turning instead to the Erev Rav, miyad hoyu haluchos kvedim al yodoi. Immediately, these stones that Moshe Rabbeinu was carrying suddenly felt heavy, v'shibra miyad, and he broke them immediately, lohoyrois, to show and to teach us, Shelefi divrehem, that according to the opinion that the Jews were following, shekoyfrim b'torah shebal peh, that they refused to accept and respect the oral Torah, kol ha-Torah nizbat l'chashom, then the entire Torah goes out the window. There's no such thing as a Torah shebichsav without Torah shebal peh. Afilu shebichsav, even the written Torah, ki ein kiyum lozeh b'loizeh, because there is no existence for the Torah Shebichsav without the Torah Shebal Peh. Ubozeh, and in doing this, tikein Moshe tikun godol. Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished a major achievement. V'Hashem Yisborach Hiskim Ledvorov. And Hashem agreed with him. Hashem signed off on it, that he did the right thing. Kemo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara expounds on the words, Haluchos Asher Shibarta, the Gemara says, Yasher Koychacho Sheshibarta. That Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu a Yasher Koychacho. Congratulations, you did the right thing. You did the best thing. Kedei Sheloin Yenishar Lahasitra Achra Vahaklipois Yenikom Yitorah Shebichsav. Because when the Torah Shebichsav does not have the Torah Shebal Peh to support it, then all kinds of tuma, every clown in the world can jump in and say, he'll interpret it. I have my interpretation. I want to propose the following. I want to explain this story about Abraham and Yitzchak the following way. That we just substitute, we just switch one of the names. We say instead of Isaac, it was Ishmael that was on the altar. And then we have 200 million Arabs thinking that they're the chosen people. You just do a little name change. You just switch the names and everything's beautiful. It's great. It's so obvious. And all the other different mistaken interpretations that all people try to come along the way of misinterpreting the written Torah. Shelo yuchlu lezgaber chas v'shalom, so that all of these other forces shouldn't be able to become strong and jump in and take over. We'll interpret the Torah. V'azai achar kach miyad kishespalo lefnei Hashem Yisborach. And then right after Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas, immediately afterwards, when he started praying to Hashem and appeased Hashem and begged Hashem to forgive the Jewish people, Omar lo Hashem Yisborach, Hashem's response was, Sheyachzor v'yifsoy luchos nichos. Let's get a new set of luchos right away. Let's make a new set of luchos. V'yachzor v'yichtoy v'alein mechodosh. And write brand new, write it over brand new from scratch. Dahainu she'ato tzrichin lachzor lekabel gam haTorah shebichsav mechodesh. Hashem was showing Moshe Rabbeinu that it's not, we're not going to do a fix here, we're not going to go in and just, we'll just air the Torah Shebal Peh. No. Once the Jews showed disrespect and they rejected the Torah Shebal Peh, then there's no Torah shebichsav either. We go to zero. It's not that they have 20%, they have 30%, zero, zero, zero. And when Hashem said, we're going to give them another chance, the other chance they had to start from zero again, from scratch. We write the Torah Shebichsav over again. Kitzrichem lechadesh hakoil. We have to go back to the beginning, start over completely. Lachzor ulahamshich haTorah bebechinas tikun anal. To introduce the Torah in a positive way, in a constructive way, in a healthy way, not a Torah that can be misused and misinterpreted. Bibchina shleimus Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebal peh, where the both the written and oral Torah will be perfect and go together hand in hand. Leida malichtoiv, which means that we will know what should be written down and what should be written, what shouldn't be written down, what you're permitted to write, what you can't write, what's oral, what's Kedei lachzer ulahamshich bechinas emunah haprotis, to once again introduce into the world the details, all the fine details of what emunah is all about. Kedei lahakir chashivos Yisrael, so that the Jewish people and the entire world will recognize the importance of the Jewish people, that it's only the Jews that have the Torah Shebal Peh, v'lo yisarvoid imhoerav rav. And the Jews will no longer mix with the heir of Rav. V'lo yitu achreim, and we won't be led into their mistaken interpretations. V'al kein, lo yinitnu haluchos achroinos ad yom haKippurim. And now you'll understand also why the delay. Moshe Rabbeinu, it was on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. Then he went up to heaven for 40 days, came back down, Rosh Chodesh Elul, with a no. That Hashem's response was, no thanks. Not interested in the Jews, not interested in forgiving. Moshe Rabbeinu went up for another 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul, came back down Yom Kippur with a reversal. That Hashem said, Vayomer Hashem, Solachti Kedvorecha. Why did it take till Yom Kippur? She'oz nigmar tikun zekanal. Because as we discussed in the previous shiurim, when we understand what's going on from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, that's when we're building up the emunah, we're building up the malchus, and we're separating between the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebalpeh, so that each one is functioning. It's not a mishmash, it's not mishka babel. It's clear, it's very, very clear what's written Torah, what's oral Torah, what's a Jew and what's a non-Jew. Because Jews and non-Jews are separated by the written Torah and the oral Torah. The written Torah, the other nations have a little bit of a connection with. The Old Testament, that, but the oral Torah is what separates us completely from them, sets us totally apart from them. V'nikbalonu l'chol shona v'shona l'achzor u'lahamshich ha-Torah b'tikun manal. And Hashem has established for us this process. Every single year, we receive the Torah anew on Yom Kippur, in a sense that after going through a Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yimei Tshuva and all the things we do then, Shaydezeh Nimtokin Kol Hadinim, because this sweetens and eliminates all the judgments, all the harshness, V'nistakin Hakoil Kanal, and everything falls into place, as we explained in the previous shiurim. Now we could understand very well why we close the Torah with this story. The story about Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchos. Sheshovar Moshe Luchos. Kizeh Shevach Moshe. A person looks at it at first glance, it looks like that's one of the most horrible moments in the history of the Jewish people. When we had such a falling out with Hashem, right after the wedding ceremony on Har Sinai, where the Jews were wedded to Hashem, and the marriage contract, the ksuba, was the Torah, and everything was beautiful. A few minutes later, we're turning away from Hashem completely and going into idol worship. So you would think that that's one of the blackest moments in our history. Why close the Torah with that? But Rav Nosson Zal says, Kizeh Shevach Moshe v'Yisrael. Because on the other hand, this is the praise for Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people. Kiali Dezeh Silek Ubitel Yenika Saumois Mitorah Shebichsav. By Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw that the Jews rejected the Torah Shebal Peh, that they refused to look for the proper interpretation of Moshe Rabbeinu's words, and instead they chose the Erev Rav, by Moshe Rabbeinu at that point destroying the written Torah, erasing the written Torah, breaking the Luchos, that made it, he destroyed the source of power, the source of nourishment of all of these other nations, their ability to draw from the Torah Shebichsav. Shelo yuchlu limshel al Yisrael, so that these other nations would not be able to rule over and control the Jewish people. Kigila, because Moshe Rabbeinu revealed she'ein shleimus l'Torah shebichsav below Torah shebalpeh. The written Torah is not functional, can't really be used without the Torah shebalpeh. When do you break something? When you know that I have no longer use for it, it can't be fixed. There's no, sometimes something's a little bit, it's not functioning completely. So you say, I don't have to throw it out yet. It's not working 100%, but it's still usable, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was making a statement here that the minute you eliminate, the minute you take away the Torah Shebal Peh, the Torah Shebichsav is no longer functional, no longer usable. Get rid of it. So that the Goyim, these other nations who think that they can, that the Bible is enough, that if they have the Bible, they can control, they can lead the world and lead the Jewish people and everything. Moshe Rabbeinu made it perfectly clear that that's not the case. V'alkein, and therefore, ato daiko, now specifically, after Yom Kippur, anu chayzrin, when it comes to Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, anu chayzrin u'maschilin ha-Torah mechodosh. We start from the beginning again. We start from Bereishis Bara Elokim. Ki ato shenizgala mailas Torah Shebal Peh. Because once the significance of the Torah Shebal Peh was made clear, ato yesh la ha-Torah shleimus. Now the Torah is complete. Now the Torah is perfect. V'ato onu choizrenu maschilin atoyra b'toysef esoyer shekibalnu b'roshon v'yom kippur. And now we're starting over again. We're starting from the beginning with that huge amount of a new light that was generated on Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Tshuva through Yom Kippur. V'ato daiko nezgale ho emuna b'shleimus. And now, faith in the Creator can be presented in its full form, not 20% or 30%. We believe that Hashem's up there a billion miles away, and as long as he stays out of my business, we can get along perfectly. As long as he does his thing, he plays with the angels, and I can run my company and my real estate and my all my money down here, we can be great friends. That's not the case. There's the famous joke from the Fiddler on the Roof. Those that remember 1,000 years ago when that record came out, that they asked somebody, they went to ask the rabbi, what, we know the Jews make a blessing on everything. What blessing do you make on the Tsar of Russia, this cursed person who murdered the... So the rabbi said to them, the blessing you make on the Tsar is, may Hashem bless the Tsar and keep him far away from us. So we know that the majority of the world, that's the blessing they make today on Hashem. There, of course, there's a God. Of course, there's a Creator. Of course, we don't believe that we evolved from apes, and only the guys who believe in evolution, they came from apes. But the rest of the world didn't come. That came from a Creator. But as long as he stays far away from me, and I can stay far away from him, everything's perfect. Everything's great. So, but that we said is emuna kloli. That's not real faith. That's not real recognition of Hashem. Ki Hashem yisborach boro hakoil meroish vatzoif. Because we believe that Hashem created everything from beginning to end. Birtzoinoi hatoiv. And all of it was based on the will of Hashem. He didn't have to do anything. There were no forces of nature or forces, nothing. There was only Hashem, and Hashem was in total control from beginning till now. Bechinas bereishis bora elikimis hashmaya soras. As the Torah makes it perfectly clear, page 1, line 1. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. Vohoylech umevayar kol maisa bereishis. And the Torah proceeds to explain exactly what and how it took place. V'chol ma shenas achar kach. And everything that's been taking place since then, hakol al yodo yisborach, is all only through an act of Hashem, shemanig ho'olam, who controls the world and leads the world, kifi ho'avoido v'hatfila shel bnei odom atachtonim, based on our Torah and tefillah and mitzvahs. Hashem leads the world and controls the world with us, with Klal Yisrael, based on our avodah and tefillah. Where do you get that from? Where do you see that? Kama Shekosuv, as it says in the Chumash, when it describes the whole process of creation, when it describes the plants and the trees and the whole vegetation, which is what supports the animals and humans, which is what feeds the entire world, so it says Hashem created all of it. He created the trees and the plants and everything, but it says that they did not surface above the earth. They were underground. Ki lo himtir Hashem alikim, because Hashem had not yet sent the rain. You know why? Ve'odom ayin la'avoid esu adama, because man had not yet come on the scene. So everything was frozen. Everything was underground. Nothing could surface from the ground. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ad Shebo Odom, until Odom Arishin came along, Vehispalel, and he prayed for rain. Man who could recognize and appreciate the value of rain and Hashem, he was Mispalel, and that's when the rain came, and that's when Hashem pushed the button. That's when everything started growing. That's... Everything was dependent. Hashem had everything on hold, on pause, until a man made his move through his tefillah and through his avodah. That's when everything happened. Just like we say in Kiddush on Friday night, Vayechulu Hashemayim Voretz, heaven and earth were completed. Vayechal, and he finished. Vayishbois, and he finished. Finished. What are the last three words? Asher Bora Elokim Lasois. the whole creation which Hashem created to create, to make. What does that mean? Asher bara Elokim la'asos. The Gemara says Hashem almost finished everything. He finished everything 99%, but it was not complete until man came along, and man is the one that completes the creation. Clothing, food. Did Hashem create bread? Did Hashem? No. It's man that comes along and takes seeds and plants it and produces bread. The Medrash tells the story where an apikoros once met Rabbi Akiva, and he said, "You Jews, you're the ones who show the worst disrespect to Hashem. You take a kid, you take a boy at 8 days, and you go in and fix him. You fix him. You go in and give him a bris milah. Hashem didn't do a good job. You're going in and repairing, like lahavdil. You know, when doctors with x-rays and everything, they tell a mother who's about to have a child that we see through the x-rays that there's something not right in that child, and therefore as soon as that baby is born or a few days, we're going to have to go in and operate on the lungs, on the heart, because something is not right. Chas v'sham, lo aleinu." So this apikoros said to Rabbi Akiva, "That's what you guys do. That's what the religious people do. On the eighth day, they go in and they're fixing. Hashem didn't finish the job. You're going to go in and finish the job, right? That shows that you don't believe in Hashem at all." Rabbi Akiva said, "Oh, really? Really? What's that sandwich that you're eating? What's that bread you're eating? Did Hashem make that bread?" "No, of course. What do you mean, Hashem? We baked it. Did Hashem make your clothes?" "No." So Rabbi Akiva explained then that Hashem could have completed everything. Hashem chose to create X percentage and to make us partners in creation. Every Jew who is mispalel, every Jew who davens, every Jew who studies Torah and mitzvahs is a partner with Hashem in creation. We say, Tenu oiz lelekim al Yisroel gavosoi. Give strength to Hashem. You're nuts? Hashem needs us to give him strength? Yes, 100%. Hashem has created things in such a way. He didn't have to do it that way, but he puts himself in our hand. He wants us to be part of the whole situation. He gives us a partnership, and he gives us an active role in making everything happen. Just like in the beginning, the rain did not go until the second partner showed up on the scene, until Adam Rishon, and made his contribution. He said his tefillah. That's when everything was able to happen. Ki ato onu mamshichim hu emuna b'shleimus bebchinas emuna haklolis ve'emuna haprotis. Because now that we have both, the written Torah and the oral Torah, now we're able to teach the world complete emuna, the general emuna, the general concept that there's a creator, ve'emuna haprotis, and filling in all the details, shehein bechinas Torah shebichsav veTorah shebal peh, which are the oral Torah, the written Torah, and the oral Torah, sheshnehem echod, which in reality, they are one. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Hashem echod uShemo echod, that Hashem yud kei vav kei, which represents the written Torah, uShemo, and the name of Hashem, the malchus, which represents the oral Torah, are really one. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nosson Zal completed this halacha, but then obviously he found some additional insights, and he adds another two pieces, which we'll take in the next shiur. He's going to clarify further, tie it back to our topic, which is the topic of loans, borrowing and lending, and the laws related to that. Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie it together to that and give us some more insights on this topic. We'll hold it over here.